This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even if you're not a big golf fan, and I count myself in your number, you can probably name at least one golfer. And the odds are real, real good that that golfer is Tiger Woods. Woods has been off his game in a very big way for a good long while now after a string of well-publicized personal struggles and four back surgeries in 3 years. But he is back and playing pretty well, and when Tiger's playing well, things are good in golf. TV ratings pick up, sponsors are happy, a rejuvenated golf economy, if you will. So with Woods back at the Masters this week, a tournament he has won four times, for the first time he's back since 2015, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from KUT in Austin on a term that's become part of the sports marketing lexicon, the Tiger Effect.
Tiger Woods is part of a select group of people, and I'm not talking about those who routinely bomb the golf ball more than 300 yards off the tee. He's like Madonna, Oprah, and Beyonce. All you need is the first name. Jeff Benedict co-authored a new biography.
We refer to Tiger as a Shakespeare-like character in our book because he's someone that we've never seen before, and we're never going to see another one like him again.
A couple of weeks ago, more people watched the normally low-profile Valspar Championship when it looked like Woods might win than three of the four major tournaments last year. Kevin Van Valkenburg is a senior writer at ESPN.
To a broader spectrum of people, Tiger still matters the most.
He still moves the needle almost 10 years after a sex scandal dominated headlines. Most of his sponsorship deals dried up. Woods has golf ball and club sponsors now, but not much else. Biographer Benedict says car companies, watchmakers, and other big firms will be paying attention this weekend because Woods' draw reaches far beyond golf fans.
There were times when he was at the peak of his career that golf outperformed the NBA and the NFL in the Nielsen ratings. That had never been done before, and it's never been done since.
Last year, without Tiger Woods in the field, the Masters had its lowest ratings in 13 years. Ryan Harrington is deputy editor at GolfDigest.com. He's at the Masters this week and says he thinks this year could be very different.
If his name is anywhere near the leaderboard on Saturday or Sunday, you're going to have just tremendous ratings.
Great news for broadcasters and sponsors. We could even see those companies on the sidelines jump back on the Tiger Woods bandwagon. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.